Radio Prague News.
The Council of Europe sees deeply rooted anti-Gypsyism as one of the main obstacles to Romani's inclusion in the Czech society. The Czech Senate has adjourned a vote on the European Stability Mechanism. And Pope Benedict XVI has appointed Jan Vokal, the new bishop of the Hradec Králové diocese. A new report by the Council of Europe Human Rights Commissioner Thomas Hammerberg sees deeply rooted anti-Gypsyism as one of the main obstacles to Roma's inclusion in the Czech society. The report, which was released in Brussels on Thursday, also highlights continued segregation that the country's Roma community faces in education and housing. Mr. Hammerberg, who visited the Czech Republic in November 2010, noted frequent racist and anti-Roma discourse among leading politicians and the media, and said the country should strengthen its efforts and implement inclusive policies. The Czech Senate postponed on Thursday a vote on the planned European Stability Mechanism, which should safeguard financial stability in the Eurozone. The news agency ČTK reported that some senators wanted to coordinate their stance on the issue with that of the lower house, which is scheduled to vote on it in 2 weeks' time. The Czech government needs an approval by both chambers of the parliament to be able to negotiate changes to the EU's Lisbon Treaty required for the mechanism to be adopted. European leaders will debate the mechanism at an EU summit in Brussels later this month. A group of Christian Democrat senators have filed a complaint with the Czech Constitutional Court against a 26% tax imposed earlier this year by the government on producers of solar power. Senator Jiří Čunek said they were motivated by concerns that the Czech Republic might face international arbitration over the new tax. If the Constitutional Court rejects the complaint, the senators believe it will diminish solar power producers' chances of winning possible arbitrations. Following a solar power boom in the Czech Republic last year, the Czech government imposed a 26% tax in January on its producers to prevent an imminent hike in power prices. Pope Benedict XVI on Thursday appointed Jan Vokal, the new bishop of the Hradec Králové diocese, which has been vacant since Dominik Duka last year became the Archbishop of Prague. Jan Vokal, a native of Linsko in eastern Bohemia, left Czechoslovakia in 1983 and became a priest 5 years later. Over the past 2 decades, he worked at Vatican's Secretariat of State. Czech TV reported Jan Vokal was the second choice for the position, as another candidate turned the offer down. The US media group Time Warner has acquired 3.1 million shares in Central European Media Enterprises, or CME, increasing its stake in the company to nearly 31%, Reuters agency reported on Thursday. Time Warner spent more than $60 million on the transaction that drove CME's shares on the Prague exchange up by 8.4%. CME is the owner of the Czech Republic's most watched television station TV Nova and other commercial broadcasters in Central and Eastern Europe. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Clear skies and spring temperatures of around 7 degrees Celsius are expected to last over the next few days before they drop again and we'll see snow in places. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.